Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Weed. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Wheat. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up beyond second. Melillo can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Simmons scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up beyond first. Sisler can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fox trying to get to third. Schultz throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Melillo reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. O'Rourke scores. Melillo moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a line drive towards the mound. Wingard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard spins, and has Boley trapped. He throws to O'Rourke, who tags Boley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingard for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat is hit by the pitch. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Wheat moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult strikes out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wheat hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Spencer Adams now playing second base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Schult reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Perkins for a passed ball. Schult moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.